चाव्यवसीयतां निजगृहात्तूर्णं विनिर्गम्यताम्।
नेक्स्ट वर्स वी कैन फॉलो। संगसत्सुविधीयतां भगवतो भक्ति दृढ़ाधीयतां
भगवतो भक्ति दृढ़ाधीयतां
शांत्यादि परिचीयतां
शांत्यादि परिचीयतां
दृढ़तरं कर्माशु संत्यज्यतां
दृढ़तरं कर्माशु संत्यज्यतां
सद्वित्वानुपसृप्यतां
सद्वित्वानुपसृप्यतां
प्रतिदिनं तत्पादुका सेव्यतां
प्रतिदिनं तत्पादुका सेव्यतां
ब्रह्मैकाक्षरमर्थतां
ब्रह्मैकाक्षरमर्थतां
श्रुतिशिरो वाक्यं समाकर्ण्यतां
श्रुतिशिरो वाक्यं समाकर्ण्यतां संगसत्सु विधीयतां भगवतो भक्ति दृढ़ाधीयतां शांत्यादि परिचीयतां दृढ़तरं कर्माशु संत्यज्यतां सद्वित्वानुपसृप्यतां प्रतिदिनं तत्पादुका सेव्यतां ब्रह्मैकाक्षरमर्थ्यतां श्रुतिशिरो वाक्यं समाकर्ण्यतां।
Have you put the mark where you have to break?
Yeah, I put it in.
So today we will revise all the 10 steps because there is no second session today because of the teacher's meeting. So we will revise all the 10 steps. Veda nityam adhiyatam. Veda nitya adhiyatam. What is this Veda? Veda is a book of knowledge, the treasure house of knowledge. What is the subject matter? Subject matter is Dharma and Brahma. Or you can classify, it tells us about Karma Kand, Upasana Kand and Gyan Kand. You can also classify it like, it gives Mantra Bhag, Brahman Bhag, then Upasana and Gyan Kand. All classifications are correct. In some places you will find two, Brahma and Dharma. Both are Atindriya. Atindriya means they can't be grasped by our organs of perception. And they are the means. Means mean proof. For Atindriya Vishaya, we have to rely on Veda. Whatever Veda says is correct. Atindriya Vishaya Veda Pramana. Nitya, why we have to study it Nitya? Because if we study once, we will forget it. If we repeat it again and again, there will be impression in your mind and it will come to your mind immediately. Nityam. Adhiyatam means what? Adhiyatam means you can chant it. We call it Parayan. Just chanting, mere chanting. Even chanting will purify your mind. How? His science is very simple. At least at that time you are not thinking about the world. Whole mind is in chanting. And chanting you are doing is a devotional thing. So it is going to purify your mind. At least your mind is not in the world at that time. Then it includes Sravan. Better than Parayan, better than chanting, it's Sravan if you know about it. Better than that, it is doubt-free knowledge. Manan, if you reflect on that, whatever is heard, you can make it doubt-free. So, Vedo Nitya Madhiyatam. is to be studied daily. What is the purpose? Why should I study? Every intelligent person will ask first question, why should I study? The purpose is that you come to know what is your goal of life. If you study Vedas daily, slowly you will come to know what is your goal of life. And what are the means to achieve? That also you come to know. So, Vedo Nitya Adhiyatam relates to the Brahmacharya Ashram. First 25 years of life, we are supposed to study Vedas. Here, Vedas does not mean the Upanishad part, the Gyan Kanda. No, at that age you can't understand Gyan. In Bal Vihar, we are teaching them chanting only. Slowly, slowly chanting, they will remember this. Slokas they will remember. And those things will come when they get older and older. They will come to their mind and they will try to know the meaning thereof. What is the meaning of thereof? So you learn the Karma Kanda during the Brahmacharya Ashram. How to perform Yajna. What are the different type of Yajna. How to exhaust your vasanas in a dharmic way, in a righteous way. That we come to know by study in the Brahmacharya Ashram. So we come to know about goal of life, number one, and how to achieve that goal is number two. So two things we get from Vedo Nitya Adhiyatam, which is to be done in Brahmacharya Ashram. Brahmacharya Ashram over. Second ashram, Grihastha, there are two ways. If you are a qualified person, straightway from Brahmacharya you can go to Sannyas. You need not go into the Grihastha Ashram and Vanaprastha Ashram. All our Swamijis are more or less straightway from Brahmacharya to Sannyas. But those who have got some vasanas to fulfill, those who want to have the joy of the world, okay, come to the Grihastha Ashram. So what is to be done in the Grihastha Ashram? So it is said, Tad uditam karma swanushtiyatam. Tad uditam. Uditam means vihitam. Vihitam means what is said in the scriptures, ordained in the scriptures. Tad uditam karma swanushtiyatam. Swanushtiyatam means sushtu anushtiyatam. So what is said in the Vedas? What karma is to be done? In Gita it comes, niyata karma you have to do. Lord has said. So what is this niyat karma? Niyat karma is nitya karma plus naimittik karma. We have got a nitya karma, a daily duty toward our own self, toward our family, toward our society, country, universe. This way we have got duty toward. And we are supposed to do those five yajna every day because we are indebted to them. So those five yajna we have to do. And according to your vasana, according to your ashram and varna, you have to act. Tena uditam karma sanushtiyatam. That niyata karma you have to do. Arjun wanted to run away from his duty. His niyata karma was at that time that he was a warrior and he was supposed to fight and he was running away. He wanted to run away from the battle. So, ten uditam, viditam karma, this is ordained duty. You have to do it. How to do it? Next question arises, okay, you have said, ten uditam karma, ordained duty, nitya and namittika I will be doing. But how? The third step says, ten isasya vidhiyatam apachiti. Vidhiyatam means whatever is ordained in the sastra. Apachiti means as a worship. Whose worship? Ishwar worship. Tena isasya. So that action should be offered to the Lord. Offered to the Lord means what? I work for the whole month and I got the salary and come and give it to the Lord Radha Krishna. This is my salary. You take it? No. It's not like that. I have to see that all my actions, whatever we are doing, is for the happiness of the Lord. The happiness word is very important. It is for the happiness of the Lord. whether by my this action Lord will be happy or not. So whatever you are in, Shastra never say that you have to do this. Leave your job and you go and do meditating and contemplating. No. Whatever you are doing according to your vasana. If your vasana is teaching, you will be teacher. If I tell you that you become engineer, doctor, you will never become. You will never like it. So whatever we are doing it for according to our vasanas. So if we do it as a our ego worship, then it is going to bind us. But if it is for the worship of the Lord, it is not going to bind us. On the other hand, the existing vasanas will start reducing. This is the science behind it. Why it should be offered to the Lord? Offering means what? Offering means not the fruit of action you have to offer. No. Offering is that whatever actions I am doing, those actions are for the happiness of the Lord. Whether the Lord will be happy with this or not. So now tell me, if you want to tell lie, and if you think before that, whether by telling this lie, Lord will be happy. Your conscience will say no. So you will not be doing this prohibited karma, nishiddha karma. Nahin hoga. Tene ishasya vidhiyatam. Next step is kamme mati tajyatam. Kamme means selfish desire. I want to my happiness, my interest, my sukh. We are doing all this thing, no? But in the third step it was said, this step contradicts the third step. Fourth step is contradictory. If you are performing kamya karma only for your own self, worshipping your ego instead of worshipping Lord, then what will happen? Your vasana will increase because each action will leave an imprint in your mind. What imprint it will leave? I like this, I don't like this. And whatever you like, you want to do it again, 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 and again. This is bondage. When I am doing for others' happiness, I am not bound. You are working in the company, you are doing it for the company, you are not forming any vasana. Because you are doing for the company. But the moment you start doing for yourself, you are creating your vasana. And Lord has very clearly said in chapter 3 of Bhagavad Gita, any karma which is not yajna karma is not offered to the Lord, will bind you. Any karma which is not done in yajna spirit, yajna means Vishnu, Vishnu yajna, not done for the Vishnu, Vishnu means for Ishwar. If it is not done for the Ishwar, then it is going to bind you. Binding means it will be leaving imprint in your mind, which is called tendencies or vasanas or likes or dislikes, an imprint will be there. And according to that imprint, it will make you work again and again, again to enjoy the same thing. Tena ishasya vidhiyatam apachiti kamme mati tajyatam. So, nitya karma is over, naimittik karma over, kamya karma is over, prohibited karma is already, Shastra says nothing about that. Now about the prayaschitta. You see, the whole thing is covered. Papaugha paridhuyatam. Bale, you cleanse your all vasanas. Gurudev interprets the papaugha as vasana. During this life, we must exhaust our vasana. How can we exhaust our vasana? By offering it to the Lord. By offering to the Lord means what? It is karma yoga. That is what is stated in Bhagavad Gita. You have to exhaust your vasanas by doing karma yoga. What is karma yoga? Two elements are there. It is for the happiness of the Lord, and whatever fruits of action comes, I receive as a prasad. Lord knows better what I need in the future. We can see only immediate, I need this thing today, that's all. But Lord knows what actually you need in future, and accordingly He give you fruit of action. So whatever Lord has given, accept it as a prasad. So two elements in Karma Yoga. It is for the happiness of the Lord. Number one, all the actions are offered to the Lord. And whatever fruit of action will come. By offering it to the Lord doesn't mean that you will not get fruit of action. If you are working somewhere, you are working and you will get salary. But only thing, you have to think in mind that I am working for the happiness of the Lord. That's all. Only the internal, what you could say, attitude is to be changed. I am working for the happiness of the Lord. Bas. Papaugha paridhuyatam. Then there are, if you have, whatever action we do, there can be two things, merits and demerits, pap or punya. So punya will give you sukh, pap will give you dukkha. So if the dukkha is coming, what is the cause? It is my karma. It's not the somebody else's karma. But it may come through somebody. Sukh and dukkha, Lord, Chaturbhuj, Lord will not come. This is your sukh packet, this is your dukkha packet, now you take. No. It will come to you through somebody. Papaugha paridhuyatam. So for certain papa, there are specific, prayaschit is written in certain Puran and all that. There are general and specific. But if I come to know about my specific pap, I can do that. But what about the general pap? I might have committed many sins in my previous life. Even in this life I have committed, I don't know. It may so happen. Agar dukh aata hai, toh paap kya hai? Galti kaam hua hai mere se. So what should I do? So general remedy is naam jap. And Lakshmidhar Kavi say, even if you chant once the name of the Lord, only one time with devotion, it will remove your all sins. It should be with devotion. But if you have got time, you are driving, instead of listening to modern music and all that, why not do the Ram Jap? Or put a bhajan kaise, so your mind is there. Take the Lord's name. Whenever you get time, take the Lord's name. Naam Jap is the best. Second, they say Ganga Snan, and Ganga is not available here in America. What to do? So whenever you get a chance, Ganga Snan. Tirth Brahman, this also is not available here. Tirth Brahman. So Tirth also helps you, it reduces your papa. How? Because when you go to the Tirtha, nowadays what has happened, you don't find the sadhus there, Mahatma you don't find. And nobody is interested in satsang with the Mahatma. The moment you see the Mahatma sitting there, you go this side. Because if I go there, he will ask for something. And more, what we see is the people are more interested in the natural beauty. They take the picture and all that. They take so much trouble, go to the Tirthasthan. And inside, because of the crowd or because of your less interest, in front of Lord, we are hardly for 2 seconds or 5 seconds. That's all. It is said that the Mahatma are even better than Prayagraj. And among the all Tirtha, Prayag is the best. Why? Because Ganga, Jamuna, Saraswati is there. But in Prayag also, if you take dip in Kumbh Mela, then you get the benefit. But that benefit you will come after your death. Dip in the Prayagraj, benefit will come after death. But if you meet a Mahatma, Bole Triveni is there in Mahatma also. Ganga represents No. Ganga is bhakti, Saraswati is jnan, Jamuna is karma. Jamuna ji is represents karma, Ganga represents bhakti, and Saraswati, which is not seen there, is jnan. So in Mahatma also you find all these three things. He will tell you about the Karma Yoga, he will tell you about the Bhakti Yoga, he will tell you about the Jnana Yoga. And the result of this, you will get the result here while living. Prayagraj will give you result after death. But Mahatma Satsang will give you result in this life. Another important thing, Mahatma available everywhere. Available in Chicago also. You don't have to go to the Prayagraj. So second is Ganga Snan, third is Tirth Brahman. So by this you can cleanse yourself. Papauga paridhuyatam. Bhava sukhe doso anusandhiyatam. Now start seeing the shortcomings of the bhava sukh. What is bhava sukh? Worldly objects. We think we are getting sukh from the world. Now start analyzing your experience. For each sukh, we have to strive, we have to put in effort, we have to give time. Result, we do get result, but the result is temporary. It never gives us permanent happiness. It never gave and it will never give. Kisi ko mila hai permanent sukh? Nahi mila. And really in the world, in the sense object, there is any sukh? There is no sukh, which we have already studied in Kindle life, because it does not give happiness to all persons. If really Rasagulla has got happiness of 2 units, then the Rasagulla should give happiness to each and everybody. Hota nahi hai. And even if I take Rasagulla, 50th Rasagulla, instead of giving me 2 units of sukh, it will give me 20 units of dukh. So in the Rasagulla there is no sukh. So where is the sukh? The law of remainder says there are only 3 things, na? The Rasagulla is in the plate and I am the experiencer and there is a spoon carrying it from plate to my mouth. So we proved that in Rasagulla there is no sukh. Is there any sukh in this while taking it to the chamach? No. But still the first Rasagulla gave me sukh. Where is the sukh? If there is no sukh in Rasagulla, no sukh in the spoon, then the sukh is, the law of remainder says, it is within me. Once you understand this concept clearly, then you can be happy without objects of the world. That doesn't mean I will stop eating or drinking water. No. Those things are required. But the thing that this thing or this being or this person is giving me sukh, that is false. For your need, you will go to the world. For roti, kapda, makan, you have to go to the world. But other than anything, you are happy even without objects of the world. Bhava sukhe doso anusandhiyatam. So where is this sukh? Well, this sukh is within me. Where will I get? How will I get this sukh? What is the source? How to reach that place? How to reach that Atman? How to reach that Brahman? Well, once you start seeing the shortcoming, then what will come? Atmicha vyavasiyatam. There are only 2 things. One is matter, another is spirit. If in the matter there is no sukh, the sukh is in the spirit. You know it. By law of remainder, you know. Then what will I do? Atmicha vyavasiyatam. I will search for the Atman, the spirit, where the Anand is there. Atmicha vyavasiyatam. Nij griha turnam binir gamyatam. This is the end of Grihasthasram. It may happen in 1 year time after entering in Grihasthasram, or it may take longer time. But Atma Sukh is very different. It is available 24 hours, 365 days throughout your life. For that you don't have to strive. In worldly sukh you have to put in effort. This sukh you can get without effort. Worldly sukh is limited by time. A particular time it is available and another time it's not available. But this Atma Sukh is available throughout your life. Dekho kitna hai, kuch kaam nahi karna padega. No action needed to get it. Available throughout life. Available everywhere. Everywhere means, we thought India mein sukh nahi hai, we came to America because we will be happy here. But Atma Sukh says, whether you are in America or in India, you are happy. Anytime, any place, you are sukhi. And that sukh is chetan sukh. You can enjoy it. Dekho, char cheez hogi na. You don't have to strive for that. Kuch karna nahi hai. Only you have to know. Gyatva, 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 gyatva. Only you have to know you have got that. You have to know where it is and how to reach. That you have to know. But each one of us, we have got that. It is not limited by time. It is not limited by place. And it is Chetan Swarup. We all can find it out. कहाँ है आत्मेच्छा व्यवसीयताम निज गृहात तूर्णम विनिर्गम्यताम. बोले देन बोले लीव योर होम. व्हाट इज दिस लीविंग होम? लीविंग होम डजंट मीन हियर यू लीव द कंफर्ट ऑफ योर हाउस. नो. लीविंग मीन्स कटिंग द अटैचमेंट. कटिंग द अटैचमेंट विद द हाउस. How to cut it? Now I think the house, I am the owner of the house. Don't make the owner of house J.K. Nair or Chinmay Mishan. It is safe to make the owner of the house, Lord is owner. If we start thinking this way, ki the, this house is owned by Lord, at least you know he will never come to occupy it. And it is safe. Na? If it is owned by Lord, then who am I? Well, you are a tenant or a trustee. He has given you this comfort. You enjoy this comfort. Why do you say this is my own? Before you occupied that piece of land or that house, it was owned by somebody. After you leave this world, the same property will be owned by somebody else. So in between, पहले मेरा नहीं था, बाद में मेरा नहीं रहेगा, तो बीच में है क्या? नहीं. Then who really owns? Lord owns. Whole earth is owned by the Lord. He created it. Who is the real owner? But the Lord from above he laughs when he says, no, no, I am the owner of this house. But that pagal hai. I own this house. Why attachment is to be left? Why we should detach from my house or my property and my wealth? Because attachment is an obstacle in your sadhana. It is not said that you should leave your home and go to Himalaya. It is not said that. Attachment is to be left. Because this attachment, what happens? Your mind goes again and again to the world. My property, my wealth, my this thing, my relatives, attachment. Acha, leaving attachment does not mean not caring. You are not running away from the family. You have to care them. Take care. पर ऐसा अटैचमेंट नहीं होना चाहिए कि देन आई बिकम द बेबी सीटर. Renouncing attachment means that you are not depending on anybody else for your happiness. At this point of time, we think that this person, this being, this inert property is giving me sukh. Detaching means I am not banking, I am not relying on anybody for my happiness. Why? Because I am happiness. Happiness is me. And we have already proved it that happiness is with me, not outside. But we are searching outside. Whole life we are searching happiness outside. Nij grihat turnam vinirgamyatam. Bole, now for this atmichha, for knowing about this thing, you have to leave your home. Leave your home means detach from your home. Detaching from home means that I am putting in more time for my sadhana. Then what should do after withdrawing from the home? Now I have got plenty of time. I have withdrawn from the objects of the world. Earlier I was running after the objects of the world. Now I know only, I think, is my needs. I should work only for roti kapda makan, so that this vehicle should be fit. Because with this vehicle we have to reach there. So this body, mind and intellect should be kept in fit condition. Vehicle should be kept in fit condition. So for need I will go to the world. I have already seen that bhava sukh is not going to give me permanent happiness. I have seen it many, many times. And if I want permanent sukh, I have to. And this permanent sukh is not dependent on anything. Bhava sukh is dependent on object. But this atma sukh is not dependent on anything. You don't need any objects of the world. Nij grihat turnam vinirgamyatam. Then what should I do? When you get the time, you have now plenty of time, that time is to be re-employed. I have withdrawn from the world now. I go to the world only for my needs. Whatever is required, I will. What is our present condition? Many people think to accumulate wealth for 7 generations. Now, batao, if you can generate wealth for 7 generations, why don't you have faith in your generation? They can also do it. And you will find that your children are better, more intelligent than we are. So they will be able to do it. Sangha sasu vidhiyatam. Well, after that, when you get withdraw from your world, you have got more time. How to deploy that time? Well, sangha sasu vidhiyatam. Go to satsang. Sangha sat. Sat means to a person who discuss about that satchidananda. Sat means sat chit ananda. Sangha sasu vidhiyatam. So who are those people who do the satsang? If you are realized, then you don't need any person because you are reveling in sat. A realized person revels in sat. He needs no other company. But an ignorant, he can go to the Mahatma. To a realized saint. And when you reach or you go to the realized person, then at that time don't ask him the worldly questions. Don't ask worldly questions. But ask about sat. Because he knows the place where the sat is available and how to reach it. People ask worldly questions. people to ask Guruji, whole world you are traveling to tell me a suitable boy for my daughter. Suitable match for my daughter or suitable girl for my son. No. You ask him question about Brahma Vidya, he will be very happy. You see his face then. He will immediately answer. So when you go to Mahatma, instead of talking about worldly thing, you should ask him how to do bhakti and all that things. Sangha sasu vidhiyatam. Suppose Mahatma is not available, what to do? Bole, you come in the company of the devotees of like-minded people. Chinmay Mission will provide to such people, like-minded people. Discuss here. Come to the study class. You are still in satsang. That also is not available. What would you do? Study Shastra. Study Shastra means you can see the life history of many Mahatmas. That will inspire you. If that also is not possible, even the positive thought is also satsang. Whenever negative thought comes in your mind, replace it by positive thought. That also is satsang. Sangha sasu vidhiyatam. And when you come into the satsang, what happened? Bhagavato bhakti dridha adhiyatam. Dridha, the bhagavat bhakti. Devotions to our Lord. It will be dridha. They will tell you how to do it. Dekho, when you are doing the karma yoga also for the happiness of the Lord, it is bhakti. Indirectly bhakti has come in. Because you are doing for the happiness of the Lord. You are accepting the Lord is there and all my karma I am offering. The bhakti has already come. How to start the bhakti? So we have got patram puspam toyam phalam. The initial first start should be patram. Dekho, isme kuch bhi tumhara nahi hai. You have made nothing. Patram you have not made. Puspam you have not made. Phalam you have not made. Toyam you have not made. It's all made by Lord. Lord says in Bhagavad Gita, ek patta de do mere ko laake. That's all. That also he will not accept. You offer him. We offer him all the fruits and sweets, everything. He will take nothing. So what will he take? Bhav, my bhakti, how I am offering. He will take that bhav only. Patram, puspam, toyam, phalam. Bala, give me a drop of water. Shankarji says, ek thoda sa ek boon paani de do bas, I am happy. One fruit, one flower, one leaf, you just offer. Why offer to the Lord? Who is Lord? Are Lord has created the whole world. He has given me this body, mind, intellect, equipment. He has given me the capacity, capability to work. Should I not be indebted to him? He is asking only patram, puspam, toyam, phalam. Bale, this is initial start. Bale, after that, immediately Lord says, yat karosi, yat asnasi, yat jihosi, yat tadati. Yat karosi, whatever you are doing, karma yoga. Offer it to me. Yat karosi. I am brushing my teeth. Yes, Lord, it is for you. I am taking bath. Lord, it is for you. Yat karosi. Yat asnasi. Whatever you eat, eating with five jnanindriyas, whatever is coming in, this is for you, Lord. Yat asnasi. Yat jihosi. Whatever oblations you are giving in the fire, this is for the Lord. It is for Lord. Yad dadasi, whatever charity you are giving to anybody, well, this is also for Lord. Yad tapasyasi kaunteya, whatever tapa you do, austerity you do, vrata you do, this is for the Lord. That means, whatever you are doing in your daily life, you have it just offer to the Lord. Acha, how to offer? Every time should I say, this is an offer to you, Lord? Naharao, Lord, is for you. Brushing my teeth, this is for you. Eating for you breakfast, Lord. I am now taking walk for you, Mahar. No. Shankaracharya ji say, you consider yourself to be servant of the Lord. Bas. If you accept that He is my master, He is the Lord of all lords, then I am your Das. Like Hanumanji, Das Bhav. Thakur Ramakrishna used to say, accept the Das Bhav, your ego will come to minimum. It's very, very difficult to remove your ego. Very difficult. But the Das Bhav will reduce it. Bhagavato bhakti dhidha dhiyatam. Then we talked about the Navadha bhakti also. Raman Maharshi said, puja, jap and chintanam. He said these three steps, and we have taken these three steps as our sadhana on during this centenary years of our Gurudev. Guruji has said, each devotee should do puja, jap and chintanam. What is puja? Well, puja is just light the lamp. We have got the Om lamp. Well, light the lamp. The lamp represents jnana. Guruji is not asking anything much, puja. Jap, Om Sri Chinmaya Sadgurve Nama, bole, you chant 11 times. This is jap, over. Chintanam, bole, you read any text, one or two pages daily. This is your sadhana. Puja, jap, chintanam. This is Raman Maharshi's formula, given in Upadesh Sar. Puja, jap, chintanam. And then Navadha Bhakti. This all will purify your mind. And my bhakti will be dhrida, will be firm. So far, this much we have covered. Is it clear? Om
Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnamevavasishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. Hari Om Shri Guru.
Is it difficult to understand? No. Simple.
It is difficult to understand, but you're like
It's not difficult.